Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Here we go. Are we live yet? Oh, here we go. There we go. Good evening, North State. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and you're listening to
Shasta
Live.
Shasta Live.
Our first episode one.
Well, it's kind of a repeat of what you and I were doing last week.
So we're winging it since our first show tonight, and we're going to start building out a true format.
Yeah.
But we got this opportunity to happen fast, so we just took it, and we're going to just look down the barrel of the gun and go.
And we're
here representing the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, and we are proud to be representing the people of Shasta County all over from one square inch to the next square inch throughout the county.
3,800 square miles.
Yes, right. And I'm James Mazzotta.
I'm Nigel.
Nigel.
Jason Stovall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's write this bowl.
No hint there.
Yeah, right?
And Yvonne is with us.
Yeah, she is. She's back up. Jason was feeling a little under the weather, and we didn't know if he wanted to actually be here, but he was like, you know what? I don't care if I'm dying. This is our first show. I have to make the first one because I might not make the second.
Yeah, I caught the red-eye flight.
Ah.
Oh, you're full of them tonight.
One line.
You haven't lost it.
So the whole purpose of this show is for the Shasta County Chamber.
Correct.
And it's to highlight what's going on in Shasta County.
For the people, by the people.
And have guests and small businesses and entertainment and what's going on in greater Shasta County, right?
Hopefully in the future some type of structured and helpful debate where, you know, we can actually learn something, keep the emotions at the door and just talk about topics. And
I have the ADU thing coming up for you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you'll like that one.
Open dialogue.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Back to the good old days, you know? We're going to go way back in the back machine.
Yeah, way back.
I'm going to be 12, and then you can be...
don't go there, seven. James.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, but one of the highlights, Shasta Live, is all the events coming up. You know, we've seen it over the last couple weeks, right? Like, especially on the weekends, all of a sudden there's way too many things to pick from.
Yeah.
So many things.
Many, many things.
I mean, all of us here, including our guests we haven't introduced yet, are all in the business of creating and promoting events. And, yeah, we actually had a powwow this weekend a little bit and talked about how even amongst the four of us, we couldn't even all of us get to the things that were going on. There were just so many. I mean, Saturday alone was like, what was there? The Stillwater powwow.
Mm-hmm.
There was Comic-Con.
There's a 5K race.
There was a 5K race. There was the
Taste of the Maze.
There was, I mean, it was just Mountain Apple Festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I say this all the time. That seems like my tagline. But, you know, if you are complaining that there's nothing to do in Northern California, then you can't be helped.
That's right.
Because, you know, out of that whole thing, there was something that you should be able, if you're a jock, you can run. If you like, you know, anime and Comic-Con, all that, here you go. You got that thing going on.
Yep.
If you like being out in the wild and you like sweets and pies, Apple Festival. There you go.
I'll take that one too.
You know, Taste of the Maze, you know, you're going out and trying food and there's vendors everywhere for shopping and, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And if you didn't like it, wait till tomorrow because it's going to be a whole other slew of things to do tomorrow.
It's one of those things where you go like, there's so many events happening this last weekend. It's like, which one do I go to?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that many big events happening, then what happens? I think it dilutes from one event to the other.
Yeah. And that's the only thing is I love that there are a lot to do, right? But you do sometimes, you know, you wonder if your crowds are affected for your event, and it might not be quite as successful as it could have been because, you know, a lot of people couldn't just make it. Because even the weekend before, we were all, you know, we had a beauty expo that was going on.
Right.
With,
Ulta Beauty.
IT Cosmetics, which was incredible. Yvonne and I in the morning were up in the mountains with the forestry department that was promoting the
Shingletown.
Yeah, Shingletown at one of the camps promoting a forestry competition with high schools from all over California. Pretty cool. They had to give presentations. I mean, these kids had to be really spot on.
How many kids were there?
Oh, there was probably over 100 kids. But
really?
Yeah. And the whole thing was is there's a like a 80-acre parcel of land that somebody owns up there that is looking to log it. But they want to do it. Their criteria was they wanted to log it so that it was maintained, healthy, cut to help for fire protection. So these kids were given 20-acre parcels as teams, and they had to go in and study that 20 acres and determine what would be the best bet and form of timber removal based upon the tree selections that they had. So they had to study the trees, how many species were there, how many trees were in there, yada, yada, yada. And then they come out to a proposal and give a proposal to us that was talking about the history of logging, what you need legally to log, what the people that you have to have on site, and then why they chose to do the type of logging they were going to be, which is either clear cut or selective or whatever, the number of species that they found.
20 acres?
Yeah. I think they were like 80-acre parcels. I don't remember. Something like that. But anyway, and then calculate how many board feet were being collected, how it was going to be removed, how it was going to be trucked to what timber facility and process, and calculate what kind of profit, if there would be one for the landowner, and then what was left behind, and if they were going to reseed. And I mean, it was amazing. And these are high school students, right? And so they got up and gave these long presentations to us, and we had these forms that we had to go through and then ask questions.
20 acres, that would be easy. That would be it. One coffee shop and a Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Right. Super impressed.
Let's transition into.
Are we joining the conversation?
Can jump right in. Yeah.
Well,
are we doing 15 minute increments?
Yeah, well, you know,
because he can hold on for 2 minutes, then we can take a break, and then introduce him. He can do jazz hands right in at the next.
Can you do jazz?
No agenda. My day's done, so I'm here to hang out. And
that's kind of bullish, man.
Cool. Yeah.
There you go.
And then, like you said, one of the things that we're working on as a chamber, which is super cool, because we're trying to get into everything, right? I mean, you name it, our county has it. We have to be involved. And that last weekend was beauty. And really working on the fact that Reading does actually have quite a big history in the beauty and fashion business. People don't even know that. But two of the world's largest hair care companies were founded here in Reading, California. And we have had Italian fashion designers that have lived here and made clothes here to ship to Europe. And so we also have had several of the biggest online beauty companies that have flourished and now are, you know, multi-billion-dollar companies that have started here in Reading. And so pretty cool stuff. But we have Ulta Beauty in the mall downtown. It's an anchor. Mm-hmm. And Jason was contacted because of his great work by one of the big reps for L'Oreal. And he handles the West Coast, and they have just recently purchased a brand of cosmetics called It Cosmetics for $1.4 billion. Mm. And they did a test pilot here program in Reading. They chose Reading just to kick it off, and they did a beauty takeover with It Cosmetics and brought in a celebrity seller from QVC, and they had by appointment in the middle of in the entrance of the mall, they set up a whole area where they could actually do trainings and demonstrations, and they brought in 11 beautiful makeup stylists that will, you know, teach you how to use the product. I mean, it was a big deal, and
it was a successful one,
and it was very successful. Yes, it was. So it'll probably happen again, but you know, that's a real honor for Reading to be chosen out of all the Ulta Beauties in the country to do something that's this big and important and tested in Reading. You know?
I think there's a pilot project that they wanted to do.
Yeah.
They tested it here at Shasta County, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible that Shasta County was chosen for something like that, because you would think that you would go to some big place in the Bay Area or wherever, you know, but it wasn't. It was done here. And the Chamber and Reading Buzz and everybody worked very closely with Harvey,
yeah,
the representative from L'Oreal, and it was a huge success. Are you trying to show me something? What?
She went to Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. So was it not Savannah? I always want to call her Savannah. Desiree, yes, Desiree. From QVC, and then actually left here and went mm-hmm. right to Oklahoma City to do another one.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma. Little Redding, you know.
Little Redding.
It's doing big
stuff.
Little
Shasta County.
It is doing big stuff. Yeah,
doing big stuff.
Today, is just so you know, in case you didn't know, is National Propane Day.
I don't have any.
Light it up.
Right?
There we go.
So I love that kind of stuff.
What do you do on National Propane Day? Are you supposed to
light it up?
Use more?
Yeah. I know. We got our 15 minutes. And then last, tomorrow, just in case you want to know, is National Pierogi Day.
Pierogi.
Well, we're being signaled. First okay. break.
I know, and I don't okay. like it. It's
I don't.
You're
just
aggressive.
Got going.
You're aggressive.
We'll change it next week.
Yeah. He's just got going.
Cool. I know. First break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're going to take our first break. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Do you recognize it?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Turn.
But I don't remember.
You got 10 seconds.
Man.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Turn up the Paradise City. Paradise City.
Wow.
Yeah,
there you go. I thought this was, you wear your mama's pantyhose. Hey, wait a minute.
I saw them live.
What was that, Cheech and Chong?
Hey, we got Mike laughing back there.
Behind the glass.
I saw them live in 1986 at the Roxy Theater. That was it.
Ooh, Roxy.
Just before the Spark.
Roxy Theater.
Ooh. Wait. Yep. So, welcome back, Shasta Live.
Again, KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yep. And it is Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
The new.
This is episode one.
You know what? I just got the feeling right then and there was the first day when my friends and I ran home from school to watch them turn on MTV.
There you go. Well, welcome to MTV. So, we've been hearing a lot about the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah, Reading Rodeo. Mm-hmm.
But there are other rodeos.
Yeah.
In the area.
The North State is rich.
And as you alluded to, this one is great for guys who have either had all of their children
or don't want any more.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Carlos Zapata, welcome to the show.
Hola. Nice.
I'm actually thrilled. This is the first edition of this show. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, this is the first one.
Well, I think it's kind of timely because, you know, Jason and I came out the other day, and both of us decided very quickly we would not be riding a bull.
No. And everybody asked me. That's the first question they asked. They say, are you going to be getting on a bull? I say, no, I'm not.
I'm the promoter.
Last bull I got on was in, I think it was April of 2000, and that was it. You know, hung it up, and I said, hey, I'm going to go to do a million other things, and now I'm in the rodeo production business and stock contracted, and the world kind of comes full circle.
So that's cool. So you are in the rodeo business?
I'm in the rodeo business.
And how many rodeos do you put on?
So with the high school rodeos that we do throughout the year, we put on about 15 rodeos a year. You know, and that's not counting the ones that we do at the house. We usually do two or three there.
And the house.
And how many people do you know who said, we put on a rodeo at the house?
In our backyard.
We do. It is a backyard deal.
We also have a trampoline.
That's right. Well, it's funny because we call it a rodeo, and in layman's terms, it is a rodeo, you know. But when we talk about rodeo in the rodeo business, we're talking about a full 7 or 8 event rodeo, full performance.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bull riding, you know, so the only event we're going to be showcasing is bull riding, and that's it. But it's a great event, and this all started as a practice spend. You know, when I started buying bucking bulls about 7 years ago, and I said, man, I just want to have a place for people to practice, because when I was a kid, we had a place in Sonoma County where I'd go practice twice a week, and it was great. Between rodeos, you could go actually get on some live bulls and get some good training in, and there was just nothing around here that way, you know, anything for the kids. So that's how it started, and so the practices started to get attended by the neighbors and friends. And, oh, man, there's people riding bulls at your house. I said, yeah, come on out, you know, bring a cooler of beer.
You were the coolest dad in the neighborhood.
And it sort of turned into this event.
We ride it, and then we cook it.
That's right. No, we don't do that. That's an expensive steak. Expensive hamburger.
So you put on 15.
Rodeos up and down the state. And then we also stock contract for the PBR as well, take bulls to the professional bull riders, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Usually geographically on the West Coast, and so we stay pretty busy, you know.
So let me ask a quick question, because my family is, they're not big, big ranchers in that regard. We've always had horses and cattle and grow hay and all that kind of stuff. My father was mostly into the cutting horses.
Yeah.
Had some of the top cutting horses in the world. So, you know, we used to, you know, on our plane, you know, he a long time ago had a Charlet ranch, right? And so it's big money, fertilizing, you know, heifers around the world and stuff. And so we'd, you know, jump on the plane and, you know, you'd have a big lot of, you know what, and you'd be frozen and take it to places. But I would imagine in your world, are you also kind of doing selective breeding for the perfect bull again?
People in my world do. I have chosen not to.
Uh-huh. You know,
for me, it's more efficient, more effective for me just to buy a young bull that has some promise, maybe comes from some good bloodlines, or has already been bucked a few times.
Uh-huh.
Just for my deal.
Sure.
Because not only do I have bulls, I have bucking horses as well, you know, and then we get into the steers and the calves, part of the rodeo, you know, the full production.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm not at this point
not your
in
right
my
now.
Career. Yeah. I'm not looking to get like the top bucking bull of the year, you know, or anything like that, or to go to that level. You know, we have been at that level. I bought some very expensive bulls over the years that have gone to high levels in competition. But what we're at now is we're producing rodeos, you know, and we want bulls that guys can get on and feel good about getting on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not that they're just going to go out there and walk them. These are bucking bulls that come from good lines, but
sure.
But it's just not worth it for me to.
Well, that's, them, I mean, know. And I totally
and I do have a couple of cows. We get a couple of calves a year, yeah. You know, that we raise, so but
I respect that because, I mean, that's a lot of work, yeah. Engineering, you know, keeping track of
that's
the bloodlines.
That's a full-time job, you know, mm-hmm. that is. And there's some guys who are very good at that. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but the godfather of bucking bulls in all the United States is Don Kish, who's from Red Bluff, California. Mm. So right here in our backyard. So if you trace...
I thought you were going to say Don King.
No, not Don King. No.
I was like, oh, wow, really?
So we have a really rich history in this area of bucking bulls. And
yes,
well, we like it. Rigging, and you know? It's one of the things we want to get into. The reason why you're here is because
we do have an event coming up. So I was talking about the event, you know, that was this backyard kind of practice deal. It became kind of a picnic deal. The guys would come out, bring some food, bring some beers, you know, hang out and watch bull riding. And it sort of grew into this awesome event for Palo Cedro. And for all intents and purposes, this is Palo Cedro's rodeo, if you want to call it that.
Oh,
you know? So
cool.
we're pretty proud of that, you know. The whole community comes out and there's
the whole time I was thinking it was down going to be in Red Bluff area. So
no, it's actually on County. Silver Bridge Road, yeah. Silver Bridge Road, right there. You go to the golf course and make a right, you know, you head south on Silver Bridge and it's, you can't miss it. You know, it's a great event. It's really grown into something that we're proud of.
So where is it in respect for me, for McGlattery's?
Okay, so McGlattery's is right on the corner right there, uh-huh. 44 and Silver Bridge.
Yeah.
You're going to make a right. If you're heading, McGlattery's is going to be right there to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually on the west side of the road right there as you come down. Like I said, you can't miss it. There'll be plenty of cars out
there.
Sure. Gates open at 4 o'clock. It starts at 6 o'clock. And we have a bunch of bull riders. Ended up with a lot more. Again, just like we were saying earlier, you guys were saying earlier in the show, there's so many events going on
sure.
in this community in one weekend, which, by the way, is a great thing. It's a testament to, I think, the people that are willing to create and do things, you know, which everybody in this room is a part of that
mm-hmm.
process. And it's been fun to watch, you know, people just getting out there and putting stuff on for the community. Where was I going with that? I was talking about
the event coming up.
Yeah.
Sunday?
No, it's just Saturday. It's just Saturday night. You know.
The actual date.
Do you guys have clowns?
It's the 12th, October 12th.
October 12th.
You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have clowns?
We've had clowns in the past. You know what we have. We're not doing clowns this time. But we are going to have a Calcutta, which is kind of a cool deal. It's a tradition in rodeo where, especially in the rough stock events, you know, where people get to. We can't say bet because that would not be legal, and we're definitely not in the gambling business for anybody listening out there. But it's a chance, you know, for the bull riders to make a little bit more money and somebody in the crowd, you know, to sort of win a prize, you know, if the bull rider that they pick wins
mm-hmm.
the event. So that's kind of a fun deal. So
you need to start working out a deal with the tribe and do a rodeo on the tribe somewhere on tribal land so you can do a
so we can gamble
on it as well.
Jason's willing to be a clown.
Yeah, right. In this particular case, the clown.
Are you volunteering to get out there?
Yeah, get out there.
You know? No, we do have bullfighters, we have judges, we have a great announcer, you know, the young guy Travis Moniz.
So how many people are you expecting
this rodeo
to show up?
Yeah, last time we advertised it on radio the way we did this time, we ended up with about 600 people at our house, you know, and that was a party. It was a lot of fun, you know, so if you've never been to one of our events, they're just a great time. It's a great community event. It is family friendly, you know, a lot of
you
people.
You didn't get it buzzed last time, did you?
No.
Not last time.
I don't think we did.
Are we this time?
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
So
you guys,
we'll have 1,200 people.
Well, shoot. Not sure we can handle that many, but we'll find a spot for them. You
know? When is the next one?
The 7th.
October 12th. That's this Saturday coming up at 6 o'clock. Get there early. Bring your lawn chairs. It's always a fun deal.
You said it's free. There's no ticketing?
No, there is. It's $25 to get in. Good Times Pizza is going to be there slinging pizzas. Ortega's will be there slinging their Mexican food.
Yeah.
Palomino Room will be there.
You can buy at the gate or can you
You can buy them at pre-order? The gate or you can buy them at silverbridge.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
Silverbridge.eventbrite.com and go in there if you don't want the hassle of having to buy a ticket
line.
At the gate. So, come on out. It's going to be a great time. Thanks for having me. I mean, this is pretty cool.
You guys are
doing this for the community.
Well, you know, Nigel found out about it, and we like, you know, especially I really am tickled that it's in Palo Cedro.
Yeah.
Because Palo Cedro is a great place. It just, you know, it's got the bee festival and things like that, but it really needs some love because it's, you know, it's a it's an important part of our community.
It is, and I'm glad you said that. I think Palo Cedro has long been looking for an identity,
yeah.
You know, and it's always been like the country part, but country.
It's a double-edged sword because they want an identity, but they're also fearful that they'll be overrun.
Yes. So, and then that's a whole other topic. We can talk about the politics of that whole thing another time, you know. But I'm proud to live there. It's a beautiful place to live. I mean, a lot of great people, great businesses out there too. You know, and just
I went to school out there when I was. You know,
did you go to Cow Creek or Junction?
No, I actually went to Country Christian when we were in two trailers right next to old Uncle Bob's Pizza.
I went to Simpson University when it was two trailers next to no pizza.
Way back. Okay, so this Saturday, 4 to 6.
October 12th.
4 o'clock, okay. Gates open at 4 o'clock. Hmm? It starts at 6 o'clock, and we will have a dance afterward, a DJ and a dance. A lot of people like to stay around, and my neighbors have already been forewarned that they don't mind. We'll be partying until.
So you sent me some videos of these guys bull riding. So they last about 1 second?
No, they have to ride the bull for 8 seconds. The sport.
You know what I'm going to do is
I'm not doing it. Notify
Nicholas. Nicholas is somebody that's one of our chamber members, and he's a documentary, and he's big into rodeo documentaries.
Oh, cool.
And so I'll send him out because I'm sure he'll probably hook up with you and take you just some footage and stuff for himself, but you might be able to get it for promo.
Have him come out.
Yeah, I'll talk to him when we get off.
Thanks for showing up.
I appreciate you guys having me, and you guys do something great. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right. We're already time for another break. Get a drink, get some snacks, sit back, and we'll be right back.
If you got the time, I'm not there to get yourself there. Out of here in time, I'm all down in time.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, but she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, welcome back.
What's this jam?
Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh. Grand Funk Railroad.
Woo woo!
They were one of the best bands in the world, and they were railroaded.
And they were railroaded.
They were railroaded.
They got what their name said.
No, they were actually one of the few bands that was actually too good.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. So welcome back, Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
We're back on the radio.
Our inaugural episode.
There you go.
Episode one.
Yep.
Guest two. I'll let you do the introductions. I'm flipping through the through Enjoy Magazine right now to look at her beautiful photo and her ad.
One of our biggest supporters ever since we started has been Chad
Phillips.
Right? Chad Phillips.
Yeah.
When it was Vista Real Estate. And now to Sotheby's, and Chad.
There you are.
And don't even need to ask him, hey, you want to be a part of this? He's like, of course, right? So
this is a lovely show that everybody is listening to, and absolutely, we're blowing your mind. It's sponsored by Sotheby's.
Really? Shasta
Sotheby's.
Oh, that's International right. Excuse me. Realty.
Yeah, there you go.
Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. And so I figured, you know, at least once a month it would be great to have somebody on. If it's you, it would be great. And once a month, just give us, a Shasta County flavor update, on the real estate situation here.
And you would be Molly
and you would
Kidd.
Be
I was going to say, I'll make my own introduction. Molly Kidd.
Molly Kidd.
With Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Yeah. And, yes, of course I'll be your gal. I love the radio. Don't know if you know this. I've worked at KCNR. I'm sure you remember.
Oh.
For Linda. That's right. They're my peeps. I love them.
That's all I told Chad.
You love radio. However, if you had a chance to go to television, would you?
Don't I have the face?
Yeah.
The voice, the face, and the whole
I've got it all.
Yes.
You and me both. That's why we get along.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
can sing and dance and chew gum.
I can, believe it or not. Watch my... You can go on my Instagram.
I see.
Homes by Molly Kidd.
I see EGOT. I see EGOT in your future.
Yeah.
Which brings me to why I'm good at real estate. I can sing and dance.
So when did you were here, and when did you get into real estate?
I got into real estate. I started in the business about 4 years ago. I got my license almost 3 years ago, and I hit the ground running. I had my first seller within a couple weeks. I had my first buyer within a couple of weeks, and I just haven't slowed down. I am loving it.
Have you always worked with Chad? Is that where you started?
I've always worked with Chad. Yeah. I actually went to interview with him to be his assistant, and he was like, excuse me, you need to be a real estate agent. So I got my license.
Yeah.
Against all other people are like, don't be a real estate agent. You'll never sell a house. It's so hard. It is hard.
Yeah.
But as I truly believe, if you put your heart and soul into anything, you will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of stress and work and hours and anxiety. And,
Well, you wouldn't be successful without the anxiety.
Exactly, because I care about my clients. You know, it's a walk. And that's the one thing that I love about Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. And what's so cool about it being in our community is it wasn't even thought to be here. Like, they wouldn't even consider us. And then we started seeing some houses sell for higher prices. And then they came up to visit and they saw how beautiful and amazing our community is and what a hidden gem it is. They were like, we want an office here because this is going to blow up.
Yeah.
They're like, everyone's going to love it. They're going to find out about this secret, gorgeous community and buy into it. So my broker was smart enough to say, well, we want to be that brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
Yep. So you've been through that transition from Vista to Shasta.
Yeah.
I was in the office when because Chad was working some deals for with Enjoy Magazine as such as yourself. But yeah, thank you for that, for advertising.
Absolutely.
During the transition, and we were in there talking, and it was, I mean, they were transitioning the whole office over. It was, yeah, like total construction, and I was like yelling at Chad, do you want to buy a hat?
Yes, we do. And you want me to tell you why? Because when people come through the thoroughbred, they're going to pick up Enjoy. They're going to say, what's going on? Wow, there's this type of homes in this community.
Yeah.
They're going to look in that Enjoy magazine. It's in every office and everywhere in town. If they come through, they're going to pick up that magazine. They may take it home with them and share it with friends and family.
Yeah.
So I highly believe in it, and I think that it's an important thing that...
Well, it's Shasta County Chamber, yeah, where you're definitely going to be using it as a tool for recruitment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we will be mailing them out to all over places when people are doing inquiries.
So let me ask you this. Ever since you guys changed your name, Shasta Sotheby's, have you seen any change in the geographical area where people are starting to look for homes? Like, do you see more people looking outside of Reading and in other areas?
Yeah. So what's the cool thing about me specifically is I sell kind of in rural areas. I have listings in Old Station, Shingletown, Dunsmuir, McLeod, Mount Shasta, Weaverville, Trinity, Cedar, if you've ever heard of Coffee Creek, if you've ever heard of that. Mm-hmm. That was a street that I had once listed on. So I kind of fell into this, and it was really cool because a lot of those buyers are cash. They're coming, they're like, okay, we are priced out of Tahoe. We are priced out of some of these other really expensive areas. Mm. I mean, the beach, wherever.
They have money, but they have that's money. Stupid money. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, well, we want to spend it and we want to have that lifestyle of quiet, beautiful nature. Mm-hmm. Serene, where can we get that at an affordable price? And we'll share that. I advertise all over, mm-hmm, so that they can find these deals, and it is a deal to them because, like, even at $1 million, some of these people are living in $2 million, 900 square foot shacks.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, these prices are affordable, and so we're bringing them up.
I can sell my house, yeah, my shack for $2 million, spend a, mm-hmm, million, keep $1 million in my bank, and have gloriousness
and have a beautiful home. And they're literally, I mean, like my Sentinel Retreat listing, for example, it's $5.4 million. But in Tahoe, it'd be $30 million.
Yeah.
So they're going to come up and they're going to get a hold of it. And not to mention an entire view of a mountain and a lake.
Uh-huh.
It's not one or the other. You can have both here.
Yeah.
Like, and that sounds like, oh, that sounds like a crazy price. But to people in the Bay Area or people down south or even people in Aspen, I mean, think about how they're priced out of the market. You know what I mean? They're looking. They're like, where can I go to have that same experience at an affordable
and
price?
And keep money in my bank.
And I have, I mean,
at one-tenth of the price.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have listings up in Old Station that are right on the fishing part of Hat Creek for $350,000. I mean, that's just, like, right, crazy. And you get to, like, go there every weekend, leave your 40-hour work week that's probably insane somewhere in the Bay Area, and come up there for the weekends, even as a second home, and just have peace and quiet.
Well, it's like what you said, you know, people will at some point discover this hidden gem. Right.
Yeah, they're starting to. I mean, that is one cool thing about Sotheby's is, like, we're international, so I'm global. So you can, I touch, yeah, agents. I just went to this huge event for, it's called the Global Networking Event for Sotheby's International Realty, and we literally had agents from all over the world. It was in Nashville, Tennessee. It was beautiful. I was with probably 3,000 agents from all over the world, and they are just sharing. They were like, where are you?
Where are you?
90% didn't know where we were. They were like, where? That's existing, and how much is your medium is 400,000? Oh, we need to connect. And they were exchanging phone numbers, and they were like, I have investors that would just literally buy houses so that they can send their clients to retreats.
Yep.
So, I mean, that is, so, you know, it's a great market for
and
that.
And what you do is you contact us.
Yes.
And we would set those up.
Absolutely.
Through the chamber. And,
yes.
And get them.
We're going to share those business.
And itineraries, yeah, and take them where they need to go. And
absolutely.
Just hold their hand until they get their feet wet in Hat Creek.
Absolutely. And you know what? I love Hat Creek.
I know. So do I. It's one of the really a magic creek because it's got that water is cold and it's always running and it's always the same. And yet it's not like scary deep. It's shallow and it's just super cool.
Yeah, and it's world-renowned fishing, my very first listing, mm-hmm, Hat Creek, which is a fun fact, is my grandfather's property and it sold in one day. And I always say, that's if your first listing can sell in one day, you might be okay.
Then you've been blessed with the magic.
Okay, so a boring question. I know you don't like stats, but what is the status of the real estate in Shasta County?
It's kind of boring. The market's just pretty flat right now. There's nothing super exciting going on. That's a good thing, though, because that means the inventory is starting to rise a little bit. There's a little more options out there.
Interest rates, I've heard, have come down.
I mean, that's kind of a myth. I mean, they're not super crazy down. No. I think that the media likes to really glorify.
Yeah, the media is saying that we're down in the fours.
I wish.
Okay,
I wouldn't be here if they were in the fours. I would be showing houses. Sorry, guys.
So that's not true, because I heard that, and I told my wife, I was like, we need to refinance.
Yeah, I think it's coming, and I think, you know, I think that hopefully we'll see a little bit more of a reduction. But, I mean, we're also getting to where the people are getting used to the higher interest rates, and they've come down a tiny bit, but it's nothing, like, significant.
But it's not really the interest rates. I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. It stops people, but it's, mm-hmm. it's the banks are just not lending like they used to.
Well, I think that's it. Just depends, you know, who you're working with. I think that always is a really important factor.
Molly will always find the deal.
Absolutely. Oh, I will figure it out for you. And it might not be today. I have clients I worked with for a year or 2 years, and they're now just now purchasing homes. I mean, it does take a little bit, and the sticker shock is kind of crazy sometimes. I mean, I get that. Mm-hmm. But people are starting to get used to those ideas, and we're seeing a lot more buyers out there. I've had actually been contacted by a lot of buyers over the last couple weeks. Even ones I haven't spoke to in like 6-7 months are like, hey, we're ready. I'm in contract with a couple buyers that took a little bit. Mm. And so they're ready. It just, you know, it's they're out there. They're shopping.
Okay. Mm. Can you hang out for one more
segment? Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have a house to sell right now.
I mean,
so next time when you're not
available. I can do it on my phone. Don't worry. I've got my phone.
We're going to take our next little break, and we'll be right back.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good evening, and we're back. Shasta Live. It's our first radio. You know, I got to tell you, James, it feels like we never, like, took a break.
I know.
You know, we're back to being live.
I'm watching you do your selfies, right? And I thought, I got to one-up this girl. How do I do that? And then I decided, I'm going to log into YouTube and watch myself because we are live on YouTube.
Oh, are we live this whole time?
Yes.
Hey.
See, and I'm like, I'm going to watch myself on YouTube.
There you go. That's the ultimate selfie.
So we are Shasta Live. We are the Shasta County Chamber.
Episode 1.
This is our first radio show.
We're back.
We're going to do this weekly, Mondays at 6, for the Shasta County community. We have members and events and keep it fun.
Yeah, we'll build it. Right. We're working on building an itinerary of how things will go each episode. You know, we'll always veer off because you've got me.
We
right?
never stick to the script.
I'm an accident waiting to happen at every corner.
Well, that's why we get along so well. And so we have Molly with us, Molly Kidd.
Yes.
Shasta International Realty.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And for those that don't know, I mean, there are people that's just not a thing. Sotheby's is a world renowned, I don't even know how you would explain
that.
They started out as an auction house, correct?
Yes.
These are like when you see things that are multi-million dollar, one of a kind.
If you would like to buy an original Rembrandt.
Yeah.
Fabergé eggs.
Yeah. You do Sotheby's, right? And I think it's British, is it not?
No, it's New York.
Is it New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so then everybody has a British accent when they're doing the auctioning then.
Not
so. So they have obviously spun off and have many different arms to what they do, and real estate being one of them. And so, you know, I have flipped through some of those high-end magazines like, you know, Newport Coast and, you know, all the
Rob Report.
Yeah, Rob Report. And that you see Sotheby's everywhere. Lux, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, folks? We've made it. Reading has our own Sotheby's real estate in here in town.
Yeah.
So that's who you're representing, which is kind of fun and cool.
So it's been successful, awesome. I take it?
Oh, yeah. It's totally made business so much more expansive, like just access to more luxury listings, and the service. I really give service no matter what kind of listing it is, because I have clients from 40,000 all the way, like I said, over 5 million. So I think that's more of service is a luxury, not necessarily the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
But in regards to real estate specifically, we are seeing a lot more luxury listings coming our way, and it's been really exciting.
Yeah.
So alluded to this in the break. So when people come to visit and you send them off to go explore Shasta County, where do you send them?
Oh, I send them all over. It depends if they have children or not. If they have kids, I definitely highlight, you know, Turtle Bay and the beautiful bridge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I highlight that to every single person that comes through. I go, you've got to go down there. Have a coffee right there. Go for a walk.
As residents,
enjoy the river.
We get bored, but it is really, truly iconic, what we have in our
I don't know
midst.
How you could ever get bored. It's so beautiful just to go down
there.
You
hear people complain, and I don't. I think it's magnificent.
Oh,
but it is magnificent, right?
I love it. I like to highlight the Reading Rodeo. Mm-hmm. If they're there during that time, I mean, what a fun community family event.
That whole week.
Yeah, the whole week is so much fun. There's so many activities.
Mm-hmm.
I love sharing about the Cascade Theater. I love if there's – sometimes I'll buy them tickets if there's something going on right there. I'll be like, hey, I grabbed you guys. If it's, you know, fits for who they are, I'm like, these are some great tickets. You've got to go check out a show. I love recommending some great restaurants like Taroko. Mm-hmm. I love Market Street, Raw. These are all great things that highlight – our great area. A lot of, and this whole downtown area, like from the Hearth and Cinders, I meet a lot of new clients who are coming from out of the town down there because it's casual, it's not uptight, it's fun. They get to see a really fun, cool vibe down there. And it's, you know, now it's surrounded by all these adorable little stores. They can kind of walk around. So there's lots of great highlights. I love sharing all the different walking trails that we have and how great it is now to bike. I mean, you can bike everywhere now.
Yeah.
You can bike up Placer. I don't know who's going to do that, but you can. You can bike up it. I don't know. I will definitely not be going
down
either. That sounds scary. I'll go down.
I go up, but I just push the button on my electric bike.
There you go.
And I hear it moaning, trying to get me up the hill. And I'm like, come on, baby, come on.
So some of your favorite places to go eat?
Yeah, I said Taroko, Raw, Market Street. I love From the Hearth and Cinders. Believe it or not, there's some really cute ones like, you know, in Palisadro, I love Norms. PCI. And then even there's some cute little ones in Shingletown. Like, I show a lot of houses up in that area, and they're cute little they have a new little pizza bar in their little downtown area. It's so cute. And the food is really good. I do that a lot when I go up to Old Station and I introduce them to some fishing or I know all the secret fishing spots. So if you're interested and you want to go look at houses, you call me. I will share those with you.
Not all of them. Of course.
Not all of them. There's a few I'll keep. Until you buy the house. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. We don't want everyone coming up there.
Then it becomes a surprise hunt in the forest. You see little tags. You're close, but not quite there. Take 60 steps to the left, roll over the rock, and there's another note.
It's kind of like that.
So, speaking of events, Yvonne, you're being very quiet.
Oh, yes.
She's very...
I'm observing.
Well, Jason left because his eye fell out.
Yeah, so she's very demure, very mindful.
Oh, okay. I love it.
I wanted to ask about self-care. Is there any spas, salons?
Oh, yeah, that's what she's into when it comes to...
Beauty centers that you send them to.
Oh, I love that. Self-care. I mean, Urban Retreat is one of my favorite places to go. I love the view of the river right there. And I actually take a lot of Jeff's family when they come out of town over there. But that's a really great idea to treat some of my clients to maybe, especially after exploring all day, the next day they can go
pamper
and get pampered.
There's a new one called the Rose something. Rose.
Oh.
I'll have to tell you about it because it sounds interesting. I want to
check it out.
It's
in the mountains, isn't it? Somewhere?
It's on the bluffs, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. If I send them up to, Mount Shasta area, there's the sacred spa over there in by the Mount Shasta Golf Resort, and that's a really nice place too. I've been there a few times, and I have sent clients there, and that's really nice. But I love that we're getting so many new stuff coming in town. I can't even keep up, which is great. that means business is booming. That's what we want to see: more people coming, more business for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny because we had some guests this past weekend. I haven't really been up here, but it's the same thing. Every time we're driving around, it's like, okay, well, that's Mount Shasta up there. And they go, oh, and they've never seen it, right? Mm-hmm. So Mount Shasta, do you send a lot of people up there?
I send a lot of people up there. I send them to Mount Shasta. I think Dunsmuir is a hidden spot. They have great restaurants there, too. And I think that McLeod is so cute and all the waterfalls.
There's a lot of cool stuff getting ready to happen in Dunsmuir.
Not that he would know first.
It's not public. It's not public. Completely public knowledge, but there's stuff happening.
Let's go.
You'll love it.
And Mount Shasta.
Lucky Miller's, that is public, right?
Yeah, that's public.
I told you not to say anything. No, Lucky Miller's is just opened.
Do you like chocolate?
Of course I like chocolate.
Well, there you go. You have customer number one right there.
Yes. Always.
I may be in the works of trying to open a chocolate shop in Dunsmuir.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I will definitely be there in line for the first day.
Has there been any requests that you found that were interesting, people asking of?
Yeah, if they're going to move here, like what it is, like, they would think, this is perfect if I could just have, or anything like that, or people pretty much know what they're getting into when they come.
I mean, most of the time, I think they just want to get away from everything, and their goal is usually, they just want some serene atmosphere, so they're like, get me away from the traffic, and I'm like, oh, welcome to Reading. It doesn't matter where you move, it's going to be significantly quieter. Mm. So they, once they kind of figure out that, they're like, oh, the world is our oyster here. So they love the little hidden spots, and that is the biggest request, is they just want peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Bernstini's another great place to take them.
What
in Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, the winery.
Oh. Yeah, it's a vineyard.
It's in the, it's in the vineyard, and there's a tasting room, and you can actually hold events there.
Oh, I love that. And we do, Mosley's, and there's the cute, the new wine.
New Clairvaux.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do always recommend Mosley's and New Clairvaux every time, because
this
think that's fun.
Vineyard.
But
so
that's a cool to go to a vineyard. And there's a vineyard in Shingletown.
There's quite a few around
there is,
And I have clients that just purchased up there, and they've gone there, and they said it was really fun. But I'll have to send them to the Cottonwood one, especially on their way in or out of town.
Yeah.
Duvenvorden Farms is another great place.
That is a great place.
They just had an event this last weekend. Mm-hmm.
Was it the raw cookies?
It was the Couchella.
Oh, the Couchella. Oh, my gosh. They do the cutest stuff out there.
I do love their cookies. Their cookies and milk day.
Their cookies and milk day is popular. Yep. Yeah. I agree.
How fun that you can actually go to a farm and see the cows and drink milk that's just came from that cow not too long ago and eat freshly baked cookies.
And I have a ranch in Old Station with cows on it that you could purchase.
So
if you're wanting to do that, I have two properties right now. One in Anderson. It's a smaller little homestead that you can have your cows on, or a larger one in Old Station.
So you actually have a client or selling cows, I think beef by the cow?
I have clients, yes. Two of my clients have, like, one owns their entire beef company. You can't buy their cows. They're literally going to take them with them. You could buy them next year, but this year they're already sold. But you could raise your own.
Yeah. It's not hard to get them.
It's not hard to get them.
Yeah. You could steal
them. You might be able to get their chicken.
You could steal them from your neighbor.
At the full price. You could steal them from your neighbor. You cannot.
Oh,
I do not
recommend
that.
We're running out of time. Look at that.
This is Wild Wild West, girl, still. There's wrestling and wrangling. You steal.
Well, hey.
You scratch the brand off with a wire brush.
James, I know we can talk for another two more hours, but we have
13 seconds.
Oh.
So thank you very much for listening. First Shasta Live, go to ShastaCountyChamber.com. We'll put the archives up there.
Yeah.
Molly, thank you.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
If you want to go bull riding or watch bull riding this Saturday.
Yes.
It's
the 12th.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Good night, Shasta County.
Ciao.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.